The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Okay? Today's stuff is being studied. The Aydun is part of Ram Ben Esther, who has been in the Hamid. Today's stuff is being studied for Ashley, Mamiki Ben Jamie, who has been in the Ben Esther, we're on Samech Dalad Amud Bet. We're starting the Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah. There's all the information about the Olat Ta'of. We've been talking the past few days in the Gemariot about the Korban off, the way they wish to bring the bird. There's two types of bird korbanot. There's hatat ta'of and there's olat ta'of. We know obviously hatat is eaten by the kohen, olat is brought completely on the mizbeach. Yesterday's daf we talked a little about the hatat ta'of, exactly how they slaughtered it and where they slaughtered it and what they did with the blood. Mishnah is going to go through the din of olat ta'of. Olat ta'of ketzad na'asit. Okay, how is it done? Alala kevish, so he goes up the ramp. Ufana lesovev, so he's going up the ramp, not the middle ramp. The middle ramp takes you up to the ma'alacha. The olat ha'of is not done on the ma'alacha yet. It's done on the sovev. It's done at like the midpoint, we'll call it, a little higher than the midpoint. That's called the sovev. Ubalu lekirin diromit mizrechit, and he goes to the southeastern corner, as we learned. Because again, he's going to have to throw the crop, as we called it, on the side of the Mizbeach in the ashes. So that would be the closest spot to do that. Haya moleket rosha mimul orpa, he would make melika on the Mizbeach, meaning up there at the Soviv. In the back, mimul orpa, he makes melika. Umavdil. Okay, umavdil, and he separates. Now this case over here is different than the Chatat Ta'of, meaning he rips the head off. Where in the other case, the head remains. Here he pulls off the Simanim, so the head is detached. Umavdil, he separates the Simanim from the head. Umitza et damar kira mizbeach, and he presses. There's no zirikat adam. It's just mitsui adam. He presses the blood from the bird onto the wall of the mizbeach. Natale tarosh, he takes the head. Vekif bet melikato lemizbeach, and he takes the place of the melika was done. He goes around the mizbeach, usfagob bamelach, and he salts it. On the top of the mizbeach there was like salt. Called korbancha tekriv melach, right? You always have to put salt on the korban. He only has the head now. He doesn't have the goof yet. He takes the head, puts the salt on it, uzrako al gebe ha'ishim, and he throws it. He throws it onto the pyre. To the ma'aracha. Balu leguf. And now he gets to the actual body of the bird. Vesir et tamura vet hanotza. Okay, so the mura is the inside of the animal, called, I guess, the crop. Okay? Vet hanotza is the feathers. Vet bnei ma'ayim, the intestines. Hayotzim imam, whatever comes out with the insides. Vishlicham the bet adishin. And he throws them to the bet adishin, as we learned on yesterday's daf, that's on the side of the mizbeach. And it's 10 amot higher, you know, to the north of the east side of the Mizbeah, 3 tefachim away from the Mizbeah. Okay. Shisa. Oh, now the Gemara gives dinim. That's the perfect way to do it. Now the it says over here, Shisa velo evdil. Ve'im evdil kasher. So it says, then he takes the goof of the bird, and he rips it in half, but not fully. Shisa, he takes the feathers and he, you know, splits them. He slices it like he splits it. Shisa, velo evdil, but not, no, you don't split the animal into two parts exactly. Vim evdil kasher. Okay, if it's split when you're, you know, ripping it apart, but yeah, but it's kasher. Now he takes the actual bird itself, sofgu b'milah, put salt on it, v'zorko al gabei ha'ishim. He throws it, so it's separate. The head goes first, and then the actual body. Okay, now we discuss what happens if you didn't do all this stuff here. Lo hisir hamur'ah ve'lo hanotzam de'ed b'nei ha'me'ay me'yotzim imam. You didn't take out the innards. Ve'lo sofgu b'milah. Or you didn't salt it properly. Kol sheshina ba. Once you made mitzui adam, it's kasher. Mitzui is considered one of the primary services. The primary services in a olat ta'of would be melika is a primary service. Mitzui adam is a primary service. Putting it on the ishim is a primary service. So, but the mitzui is the key. Mitzui is like zedikat adam. Once you did zedikat adam, it's mechaper. Even though you didn't do all the other processes, so long as you made mitzui adam, b'di avad is going to be keshira. Now continues. Ibdil behatat. Okay, now we go back to what we learned yesterday. We learned that you're not supposed to separate the head when it comes to hatat off. You're supposed to make melika and one of the simanim, and the head is still attached. He did the opposite. Hibdil b'chatat. He separated the head. Ve'lo hibdil ba'ola. And you didn't do it to the ola. You reversed the system. So Gemara says pasul. No good. Mitzah edam harosh ve'lo mitzah dam aguf pasula. Okay, let's say the guy only squeezed the kohen, only squeezed the blood from the head, but he didn't squeeze the blood from the actual goof of the bird itself, pasul. It's got to come from the goof as well. However, dama goof lo mitzad dama rosh kashera. Come to the A, you got to do the majority area. Majority is the goof. So if you did the goof and you didn't do the rosh, you're okay. Hatata of shemelakash lo lishma. Now we start with kavanot. He made the melika on the hatat shelo lishma. Which now we'll say, let's say he did the hatata of melika with kavanah for an ola. Okay, mitzad damash shelo lishma. Oh, he did the mitzui when he was pressing the blood. He's kavanahing for ola. Lishma v'shelo lishma. Or he had a hybrid kavana. Part was lishma, part was shelo lishma. Or shelo lishma v'lishma. Or he did the shelo lishma first, then the lishma. The Mishnah is giving you basically every combination where you got a shelo lishma involved. Whether it came first, whether it came second, pasul. We should know that already. Because in the first Mishnah in Zevachim on Dav Bet, we learned Hatat, you can't afford to do it Shelo Lishma. Hatat Shelo Lishma doesn't work. However, Ola, that you did Shelo Lishma, we said it works, but the Ba'alim just don't get a Kapara. So that's what it's going to say over here. Hatat Shelo Lishma, no good. However, Ola Ta'of Keshera. Ubelvat shelo altan lebaalim l'shem chova. Good, but it's exactly like the Mishnah Daf Bet. Ola would be kishera shelo l'shma, but lo altan lebaalim. The baalim have to bring another korban if they did it shelo l'shma. Okay, had hatat off, had hatat, had olat off, shemelakan, veshemitza et daman. Okay, now we're going to get into pigul. Any of these animals, the birds, they made melika. They did mitzui adam. What the kavanah was leechol davar shedarkol leechol, ulaktir davar shedarkol laktir, which means the edible part of the animal by a hatat, or the sacrificial part of the animal by, let's say, the ola or the hatat. Chutz lemkomo. Okay, that's a pigul, but not a karet. Kavanah is going to do it outside its place. Outside its pasul ve'embo karet. As we learned already the rule many times already in the Masechet, there's two types of machshavot that are posel korban. Chutzlim komo, meaning you're going to do a service outside its place, and chutzlim mano, you're going to eat it past its time. Chutzlim mano has a worse consequence. Chutzlim mano is pasu, and you get karet if the person eats from such a korban. Masheikin chutzlim komo is posel the korban, but there's no karet. But we learned many times already in the Masechet, the pigul only applies when you finish the process of the korban. You did the matir. What's the matir? The item that makes the korban permissible and legal. Normally that's zedikat adam. That's mitzui adam. So long as you finish the process. Jesus, let's say Kohen made pigul at the time in the milika. He says, oh, I made pigul and then he bailed out. He didn't do anything else. He stopped. He stopped the distraction. It's not pigul. Pigul only applies when he finished the item. He finished the services. The davar matir. What's the davar matir? The item that's matir, the kurban usually. The zirika or the mitzui. Then we say, oh, and the kavanah was done. Then pigul. Ketzal, he says. Let's say he cut up a matir kibitzvato, meaning he made mitzui adam or he made zirikat adam. Malak b'shtika. Gemara is going to give you an example. Malak b'shtika u'mitzah adam chutz l'zmano. Okay, the milika was fine, so that was lishma. But the mitzui, the sprinkling of the blood, was shelo lishma. Or shemalak chutz l'zmano. Or the milika was bad. Umitzah adam b'shtika. But bottom line, you did both. You did milika and you did mitzui. And one of them you did lishma, and one of them you did not lishma. Or shemalak umitzah adam chutzizmano. You did both of them chutzizmano. But the common denominator of all the cases is you did both procedures. You did milika ve mitzui. Ze lishma, ze lo lishma. Ze lo lishma, ze lishma. Shneim ze lo lishma. Doesn't matter. Ze shekalav. I'm saying, that's a case of karev hamatir. So long as you did the mitzui, pigul is in play. That's karev hamatir. You did what's matir normally, the korban, with a pigul somewhere in the procedure, either in the milika, either in the mitzui. This one first, this one second, or vice versa, or both. That's considered pigul. Kishkarev matir. Kesav lo karev matir kimitzvato. Now give me a case where there wouldn't be pigul, where you made a bad machshava but you didn't finish the procedure. So it says malak chutzlim komo. Oh, so you did, let's say, melika with intention to eat it out of its place. Mitzah adam chutzlizmano, and you did the mitzui chutzlizmano, which means. We learned already many times already in the laws of pigul. To pigul to work, meaning karet, it's got to be the only item. Once you have another pesul in the mix, so then it negates the pigul of karet and it takes on the other pesul. Then that's not considered karet a matir. You didn't bring the matir, which means if the matir would work, and the only thing that's stopping it is chutzas mano, then it's karet. But if there's something else that interferes at the time that he's making mitzui adam, let's say, because there's another psul there, there's chutzim komo, then the chutzim mano is cancelled. So he says, huh? There's mitzui by ola, there's zirika by hatat.
Yeah, there's no bab in here.
Read it. Let's read it again. Malak chutzim komo. Because I have a chav dalid, there's probably going to put the vav that you're interested in. You see the chav dalid?
Well, it has vav.
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah. One thing.
So malak chutzim komo, umitzah adam chutzim mano. Yeah, one case.
Yeah.
So you did the milika chutzim komo, and you did the mitzui adam chutzim mano. No karet in that case. Or shemalak chutzim mano, umitzah, see clearly, umitzah adam chutzim komo, or shemalak umitzah adam chutzim komo, all these cases over here, that's considered no pigul, and if it's once there's a chutzim komo anywhere, in the milika, in the mitzah, in both, I don't care which order, no pigul. Continue the Mishnah. Long Mishnah. Hatata off. Shemelako shelo lishma. Okay, that's the case of shelo lishma. Hatata off. You made the milika l'shem ola. I guess that's shelo lishma. Or another psul, he says. Machshava posil behatata off. Not a pigul machshava, put it that way. So it says, umitza adam chutzis mano. And then you did mitzui chutzis mano. Doesn't matter. Once you have another psul, the chutz mano goes away. Or shemalak chutz mano. Umitzad damo shel lishma. Or you did the shelo lishma and the mitzui. Or shemalak umitzad dam shelo lishma. Zehu shelo karav matir kimitzvato. So long that's not considered that the matir, that the service was done kimitzvato, meaning besides the chutz mano, there was another item there. No pigul. Okay, now we go to another case. This old case we had already by animals. Now we're just discussing it by birds. Le'echol kezayir b'chutz. Let's say you had one kavana to eat a kezayit of the meat, bachutz. Bachutz is outside of its place. Kezayit lemachar. Oh, and kezayit, let's say, tomorrow. So that's half of it. Let's call it half of it. Half of it chutz of komor, half of it chutz is manno. Or kezayit lemachar, kezayit bachutz. Or the other, reverse. He did the zmano first, and then the mekomo. Kezai kechatzi zayit bachutz, kechatzi zayit lemachar, or half a zayit. He split the kavanot. Kechatzi zayit lemachar, kechatzi zayit bachutz, or reverse. Pasul ve'em bo karet. That's right back to the rule again. So long as there's a chutz of mekomo or another pasul in the picture. Now the Yehuda argues. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Zeklal. אם מחשב את הזמן קדמה למחשב את המקום פיגול וחייבים עליו קראת ומחשב את המקום קדמה למחשבת הזמן פסול ואין בו קראת. The new that is a different rule. And whatever came first. If the מחשב את זמן came first, I don't care what came after. פיגול יש בו קראת. If the מחשב את חוץ למקומות came first, I don't care what came after, פסול ואין בו קראת. He goes with what came after. He argues on the חכמים. החכמים אומרים, זה וזה... Pasul ve'em bokarin. Okay, say no. Both ways. I don't care what came first, which we understood till now. Le'echol. Okay, last case in the Mishnah, which we had again. Le'echol kahatzi zayit ulaktir kahatzi zayit kasher she'en achila v'aktara mitzarfin. There's two achilot. There's achilat adam. That's the meat that he eats, the kohen, and it's achilat mizbeach. Okay, so we're gonna say now that these two achilot are not mitzdarif. Which means, if he has kavana to eat half a kezayit chutz zmano, and to be maktir half a kezayit chutz zmano, it's two different achilot. You didn't have kavana on a kezayit. And therefore it is not going to be mitzdarif. Le'echol kavzal le'ochtir kavzit zay kasher, she'en achila v'aktara mitzdarfi. Okay? It is not pigul. And mitzdarfi. You're not mitzdarif the human consumption with the mizbeach consumption. So it is pigul, so it's not pigul. Not pigul. Cannot be mefagel. Talk about you need pigul and a kezayit. Hatzizayit. Hatziz. I'm mitzdarif. I'm mitzdarif. There's no pigul. Ah, kezayit. It's game over. I don't care. Then you go back to where Rabbi Yehuda v'chamin. Exactly. Okay. Gemara. That's the Mishnah. Gemara. Terabanan. So we're talking about now Ola Ta'of. So let's review again. You go up to the Sofev. You're not going all the way up originally. You make a right turn. You get to the southeast corner. Medika is done over there. And then you start ripping the head off and the whole business. So now Gemara is going to learn all this from Pesukim. Terabanan. Have a right. Vikribo. It says in the Pasuk, Vikribo, Akoin Ela Mizbeya. You bring it to the Mizbeya. Matamud Lomar. What is the Pasuk coming to say? It says already in the Torah, Vikrib Mina Torim. You bring birds. What does it have to say, Vikribo? It says already you bring the animal next to the Mizbeya once. So Yora says, Nefisha Neymar Vikrib Mina Torim. Oh, Min Bina Yona. That's plural. יאחד המתדב אופ לא יפחד שתי פרדים. תבוא דמר ויקריבו אפילו פרדה אחת יביא. Because the other pasuk says plural. It says ויקריב מן התורים, the turtle doves or the doves. So you might have thought that minimum you got to bring two. כמה שמעלה? No, ויקריבו. Bring one is fine. אלא מזבח. So it says you bring it to the מזבח. מה תלמוד לומר הכהן? Isn't it obvious that the Kohen is the one that's bringing the Korban? What does that say? The Kohen brings it to the Mizbeah. Of course, the Kohen brings the Korban. Who's bringing the Korban? The Kbawa alo Kohen. Hadush is that Melika has to be done by a Kohen. Because I can make a Kala Homer or a logic to tell you otherwise. Why, Vedinu? Sheachol. I can tell you no. Valodinu. I can say Kala Homer. And say what? Uma Benson. That's a regular Korban. Benson, animal. Shekaval o tzafon. Correct, we learned by, let's say, a korban, ola. The ola slaughtered where? In the north. It's got a spot. Lo kaval o kohen. To the chumra. Jews kohen. Dafka, you got to do it with tzafon. But when it comes to the shaita, shaita kishra bezar. So off, she lo kaval o tzafon. Correct, there's no din off in tzafon. Adaba, he's trying to do it in the east.
You can't do it in the east, do it in the west. You can do it anywhere.
In addition to the Kohen?
So I would say maybe you don't need a Kohen either. If we have a set place, you don't need a Kohen. Where there's no set place, certainly you have a Kula, maybe you don't need a Kohen. Amud Omar, HaKohen, HaKohen, HaKohen. So that's why I say Kohen, because you could have made a Kana Homer to say you don't need a Kohen to do the Melika. No? Okay. Yachod Yim Dekinu Besakin. Let's say he does it with a knife. Melika with a knife. Not his fingernail. Let's do it, take a knife, go in the back of the Vedinu. I mean Kana Homer also. Uma im shechita by a regular korban behema shelo kavala kohen, you don't need a kohen kavala keli, but you still have a chumra that's got to be done with a sakin melika shekavala kohen melika davka kohen enudin shekavala keli, maybe davka use a keli also. If we don't need a kohen, the Torah says you got to use a keli. Well, you need a Kohen, certainly you should need a Keli. Tamud Omar, HaKohen Umalak. It's got to be Beguf HaKohen. The Kohen's got to do the Melika. The Melika's got to come from the goof, the body of the Kohen itself, meaning from his thumb, from his finger. I'm going to be Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva comes along and says like this, V'chita aliyah da'atecha shizar karev l'gabim mizbayach, which means, it says in the Pasuk, clearly, Ach, El klei hakodesh vel hamizbeach lo yikrabu. It's clear that a kohen, only a kohen is able to walk up to mizbeach. So therefore, what do you have to tell me that it's the, once you told me you're going up to mizbeach, is it an obvious the kohen has to do the melika? Who else can walk up to the mizbeach? We know you told me already it's on the sovev, on the southeastern corner. There's only kohenim can go up there. So it's obvious, and that's why you do the melika. So do I need all these dinashot? I would think maybe a zar could do it. Zar, how can a zar do it? You were a spot over there where the Torah clearly says only kohenim are able to access. The Torah says, "Elamatamu domar kohen." So I don't need kohen to come and tell me the kohen makes the melika, because obviously the kohen makes the melika according to Rabbi Akiva. Because who else can walk up to the sovev? So matamud domar. So what is it coming to teach me? Shte melika be'atzmo shel kohen. The word kohen is teaching me that the kohen himself has to make the melika. It's got to be begufo shel kohen as opposed to a knife. So Rabbi Akiva agrees to the knife. It's just a different derasha. Yachod yim nekena ben milma'la ben milmata. Oh, so now we continue. Where is the melika done? Is it done above the red line or below the red line? You have the hota sikra. So he's on the sovev. The sovev automatically is above the red line. But maybe let's say he bent down and he made the melika lower than the red line. So would that be okay? Or it's got to be davka lemala mechut ha-sikra. So he says, Tamud Omar, umalak v'ektir. Hekesh. Melika l'haktara. Ma haktara b'rosh ha-mizbeach? Af melika b'rosh ha-mizbeach. Good. Where's the haktara? Above the red line, obviously. Yeah, it's on top of the mizbeach. Umalak v'ektir. Melika and Akhtara go together, yes? Hekesh. No, it's accelerating the Sovev. The Torah told us it's on the Sovev level. But most likely it's juxtaposing it to the Akhtara, it's above. Gemara says, Umalak, Shetei Melika Memud Odef. Oh, new point. It's got to be in the back of the neck. Atau Min Memud Odef. Oenu Elam in a Savar. Who told you? Maybe it's regular, maybe it's in the neck. Regularly. How do you know you do it in the back? Vedinu, adaba, amega gezerah shava, neemar kan umalak, veneemar lalan umalak. It's written over here by Olat Ta'of, umalak. It says umalak et rosho. And it says by Hatat Ta'of, umalak et rosh mimul orpo. So by Olat, it clearly says mimul orpo. By Hatat, it just says what? It just says umalak. I say again. So I said it reverse. By Ola, it just says Umalak. By Hatat, it says Mimul Orpo. Okay? So what's going on over here? So Ma'al Halan, I'll say just like Mahatat Ta'of, Mimul Orpo. Afkan Mimul Orpo. Orif, which means you make Gizra Sheva. How do I know it's Mimul Orpo? Gizra Sheva. Umalak, Umalak. Over there, it's just clearly by the Hatat, it's Mimul Orpo. So too, also over here, it's Mimul Orpo. Easy Gizra Sheva. Oh, Imal Halan Molek Ve'eru Mavdil. Afkan Molek Ve'eru Mavdil. So I said, you're comparing the melika, by Hatat, you don't break the head off. Meshe'enken, so I'll say the same thing, maybe by Ola, you don't break the head off. Tamud Omar, umalak, ve'ektir. Oh, the pasuk says no. Malak v'ktir ma haktara harosh la'atzmo haguf la'atzmo atmelika harosh la'atzmo haguf la'atzmo.
It's clearly by the haktara by olat ta'ofi. It clearly says you do the rosh alone and you do the body alone. Ah, so just like by the haktara, each one is done separately. So also by the melika, it's separate. So that's how I know you do it separate.
Do it back to Hatat. What? Davar Alamed Mekesh. Go learn Mekesh. Davar Alamed Mekesh. That's the way Mekesh. Telling you, Davar Alamed Mekesh. Chozer Velamed Mekesh. No, you can't learn double Mekesh by Kadashim. Okay. Uminayin. Huh? We learned Sovev, it says. It says the Pasuk. It says he goes up to the Sovev. Ufanala Sovev, it says. Okay, minayin shaktarat tarosh ba'atzmo veguf ba'atzmo. Oh, that would improve. How do you know that you have to sacrifice them separately? How do you know the head is separate and the body is separate? The Gemara says she'ne'emar v'ktir oto. Hare haktarat haguf amura. Hamari mikem v'ktir ha'mizbecha. It says v'ktir twice. So the first one, v'ktir, is meguf. And then it says Vektir again, so it's Rosh. And the fact that Vektara is written twice by this situation over there, it's covered. Okay. Why don't we do the Rosh first? Maybe that Pasuk is, the first Pasuk is, one Pasuk is Yud Zayin, and one Pasuk is Tedvav. So the Tedvav comes first. Okay, which is the Rosh. Venimsad Damo. Oh, now you gotta press the blood, squeeze the blood. Kulo. It says damo, doesn't say mid damo. Damo. All the blood. Akira mizbeyah. Okay, you gotta put it on the wall. Velo akira kevish, not against the ramp. Velo akira hechal, it's inside. Ve'eze, which wall? Ze kira alion. Okay, so it's on the southeastern side, above the huta sikra. So that's where he's standing, basically. Just press it against the wall. Who told you? Maybe kira tahton, maybe under the chuta sikra. Let him bend down and stick it underneath. Vidinu, satan yikava homer. Ma behema shehatata lemala olata lemata. Of shehatato lemata enodin shalato lemata. Now hatat, that it says what? The hatat, an animal. Hatat is above. But Korban Olah is below. Here, where the Hatat is below, certainly the Olah should be below. The Olamar, Umalak Vektir, Vinimsad Amo. It's all connected. Vechit, which means what? Vechit Ta'aliyah Da'atecha, Le'achar Shektir Hose Umimatse. Yes, out of order. It says, Umalak Vektir, Melika, throw it on the fire and then make Mitsui. What do you mean? If after you throw it on the fire, how could you make Mitsui? That you make the mitzui after the haktara. What does the pasuk mean? Umalag v'ektir umatza. It doesn't make sense. So what it says? Ela, tomalecha ma haktara b'rosh ha'mizbeach. Af mitzui b'rosh ha'mizbeach. It's coming to make a kesh. Just like haktara is above, mitzui is above. Haketzat. Oh, that gives you the procedure. Ya'ole b'kevesh. Ufune l'sobeb. Kevesh meaning the right kevesh. Not the middle kevish. Ubalo kenen dormim is rechit. He goes to the south, east. Hayam molek et rosha. Mimul orpa. Okay, from the back. Umavdil. Rip the head off. Umematse medama. And press the blood. Al kira mizbeya. Now, im asa'a lemata meraglav afilu ama kishera. Let's say he bent down. He bent down and did it by his legs. It's also kishera. Why? Because the sovev is one amma higher than the chuta sikra. So even if he bends down, so he's still, you're not going to do it on the high part. Even on the low part of the chuta sikra. Okay, as long as you're above. So even if the guy was kofef, and he bent down and did it where his legs are, he's still above the line. No problem. He says, no. It's got to be done on the top part of the sovev. Okay, now the chavurah is a strange machloket. What do I care? As long as it's above the red line. The first rabbi says, as long as you're above the red line, even if you do it on the bottom,
on the border of the line next to the Soviv, you're okay. The Bidai says, no. It's got to be above the red line, next closer to the Mizbayah. What's the
Machlokes?
What's the coming out between them? It's clear that they want you to do the mitzui next to the place where you can make the haktara. That we had a gezerah shava or hekesh. B'makom haktara, which is above the line, sham teha mitzui. Good. Where is haktara? Pashut haktara is on the ma'alacha, on top. So therefore, according to the Ezer, I want you to make the mitzui closer to the ma'alacha. On the sovev, you can't bring a Quran. Can you bring a Quran on the sovev? No. So therefore, since the place of the mitzui needs to be next to the place of the haktara, where's the haktara? Above. So therefore, don't do it below. Do it above. What does the other rabbis hold? You can bring on the sovev. That if you brought the korban on the sovev, meaning you made the fire on the sovev, it's mizbeach still. Counts. So therefore, basically, I'm making the mitzui next to the place of the potential haktara. Mahalok is, can you bring a korban on the soviv itself? A guy, what? He made the pyre on the ledge. Count or not?
They both hold the door shut. They have to. They have
everybody else got to be next to the place where you're being maktir, because it says umada maktir the umitsa. So the mitzah has to be next to haktara. First rabbi says, okay, so you can bend down even. And do it close to the soviv. Here's the soviv. Yeah, he says bend down, do it right above the soviv. Lama, because a soviv gam ken nikra ma'arachah. The soviv also is considered the mizbeach kiil. Rabbi says, "Hashem shalom, you can't bring a korban on the soviv. The only place you can bring the korban is on the ma'arachah. So then you have to do it above." Balog leguf. Okay, now what does he do? He comes to the body of the bird, and he takes out the mur'ah. And the notzot and the what do you call it, intestines. He rips out all the insides, basically. Tarabanan. What does it say? V'yisidet mur'ato benotzata. What is mur'ato? Zuzefek. That's the crop. It's like a stomach. It's at the end of the windpipe. All the food goes in there before it digests. There's a whole process how the bird digests its food there, but it goes into the zefek. So you gotta take that out. Storage area, exactly. Yachol yakdir besakin v'yitlenu. How do you get it out? So is it maybe you can make a hole into the bird, take a knife and just, you know, pull it out? Just to take out the zefek alone? Which means, cut around the flesh. Make a hole in the flesh, pull it out. Tamud lomar binotzata. No, with the feathers. That means you gotta take it with the skin on it, because that's where the feathers are. Notelita notza ima. The notza has gotta come with it, so you don't take the skin off. You gotta take it with the notza. The whole part. No zefik ima notza. Abba Yosef ben Hanan omer. Notla v'notel kurkebana imma. You take the gizzard. The kurkeban, that's where the food is digested. That's the next area. The gizzard has all the stuff in there. Yep. He learned, right, digested food. He learns the word notza is not feathers. He learns the word notza is the tso'ah. Another usage of the word notza. One rabbi learned notza feathers. Other rabbi says notza. No, it's the junk. Where's the junk? In the what do you call it? In the kurkeban. In the kurkeban is the gizzard. So that's where you take the gizzard with you. He's taking the insides. A bit addition. That's what he throws. The crop and all that stuff we talked about. They're just saying, what does he do? First rabbi says you take the crop with the skin on it, because it has to have the feathers. And the rabbi says, no, notzata is the tzu'ah. Meaning you take the crop with the kurkeban.
The olah?
Olah.
What is it with the rest of it?
The rest of it goes on the mizbeach.
Oh, goes on top of it.
This is the inside. Head goes on, salt it, put the head on, then take the goof outside.
Just, this crop or with the feathers also, that goes on the base edition. Right. The rest of it goes on top of the mizbeach.
That's right. The Be'er Bishmael Tana, Be'er Notzata.
Benotza shela. Oh, kodra besakin ki min aruba. He learns benotzataha, which means you only put the feathers of the zifik. Only the feathers that are on top of the zifik, not the feathers that are from any other part of the bird. So what do? You make a, he says, make a circle. Take a knife, make a circle around the area, and just cut out that piece. Besakin kimin aruba. What does it? What kind of procedure? What is it, aruba? It's a shape. I guess what, a square? Or a window. I'll make a window. Okay, a guy takes the knife, square, makes it a little like an incision, we'll call it, around the zefik, because you're not allowed to take any more feathers. Benotzata. Benotza shel zefik.
Okay, so we're continuing around the Amud Bet with Samech here. And actually, it's not from the first line. She savid l'hadil. So we said that in the off, we're talking about over here olat off. So it says she saw before you put it on the mizbeah, you have to split the bird.
Right, we said that.
Okay. So it says she saw.
With his hands.
Yeah, with his hands. He puts it under the wings like, and he separates it.
It's a small bird.
So Gemara says, Tarun banan, Vishisa. Pasuk says, Vishisa, Oto Bechnafav, with the wings. Lo Yabdi, but you don't split it into two. You just, right, you don't want it split into two separate pieces, you're just cracking it in half, or spreading it in half. So it says, En Shisa Ela Biyad. There you go. Gemara says, the word Shisa is with the hands. Vechenu Omer, Gemara calls the Pasuk Shofetim, Vaishaseehu Keshasa Hagedi. Right, by Shimshon, he tore the lion like you know, you would tear up a like a gedi, very like a, very easy with his hands. He did it. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Lo esid tamura. So what do we say you have to do? You have to take out the inside. They're called the crop, the innards. And what do? You stick it on the beta efid, right? Beta dishin. You stick it on the ashes over on the side of the mizbeah. So it says if you didn't do it, it's keshera. We also learned in the Mishnah. On a hatat, you have to keep the head attached after melika. On a ola, you separated the head. That was one of the differences. So it says if you did any of those wrong, it's pasul the korban. Meaning if you broke the head by hatat, or you kept the head on by ola, so it's pasul. So the Gemara says, matnitin. Our Mishnah that says that the that if you split the head in a hatat, that is pasul. De lo kerabi el azar berabi shimon de tanya amar rabbi el azar berabi shimon shamati shemavdilin the hatat off. Okay, he argues. He holds that adraban hatat off. You do split the head. So our Mishnah says you don't split it. It's not going like him. So the Gemara says my benayu. So that she explains my benayu over here is not a regular my benayu. This my benayu is like b'may kamifligi. It's what's the root of the argument? Normally my benayu is used when two rabbis are saying like something the same, and we're looking for enough kamina. So my benayu. Here they're saying totally opposites. He's saying you do split it. He's saying you don't split it. So Rashi says this my benayu is working like a b'may kamifligi. What are they arguing about? So it says Amar Chazdan mitzui hatata of me'akev ika benayu. Okay. The machloket is we learned in the Mishnah as well. That by hatat ha'of you have to make what's called mitsui. Mitsui is you take the bird and you press it against the wall of the mizbeah and you squeezes out all the excess blood. So Tanakama sabar mitsui hatat ha'of me'akiv. Tanakama holds you gotta make mitsui. That's something that's not negotiable. V'cheban de mitsui dam me'akiv. So ka'avid ma'ase ola b'hatat ha'of. We have a rule. Hatat ha'of has to be hatat ha'of and ola has to be ola. You can't make an olata hatat. You cannot bring hatata off in the same exact way you're going to bring a olata off. Now, let's discuss olata off. By olata off, you have to press. You have to make mitsui, right? That's clear. By hatat, I'm sorry. By olata off, you have to make mitsui, and the head comes off. If you're going to do that by hatat ha off, Because mitzvah you also have to make. So therefore mitzvah is the same. Fine. So the only thing that separates the two kerubim is what? The head. If you're going to take the head off, so then the hatat ta'of is exactly like olat ta'of. There's no difference between them.
Right.
Don't you also do
hazah'ah
by the
hatat? Before. You do hazah'ah first. But in that sense, you know, what about the hatat? Which you don't do by olat ta'of. Which you don't do by hatat ta'of. By olat ta'of. Okay, let's see. I hear what you're saying. So tanakama savar mitzui hatat ta'of me'akev. So since it's me'akev, v'cheman de mitzui dam me'akev, ka'avid ma'aseh ola b'hatat ta'of. So therefore you're doing the exact same procedures. Answer your question. Yeah, this has by Ola. I'm sorry, by Hatat, not by Ola. By Ola, you just make mitzui. But by Hatat, first you took the bird, then we said the bird itself and you sprinkle? No, no. He brings other differences. He says over here, even though the place is different. One you do on top of the chuta sikra, and one you do it below chuta sikra. So it's not going to be exact same item. But the avodah, the etzim avodah, they're considering the same. Ma shaken osei avod hazaa? Your question. That's davka by hatat ta'of. Enu yachol lakshir et hakorban. Share gam be'ola ta'of im hiza et dama ola keshera. That's the answer. Shita Mikubetz, it says that if you would make Hazah by Olat Ta'of, it would also not possibly the... So therefore, Hazah can go by either one. So therefore, again, the basic rule is Olat Ha'of and Chatat Ha'of have to be different. So if you're going to tell me that you have to make Mitzui by the Chatat, and we know you make Mitzui by the Olah, so that's equal. So then the only thing that's going to separate it is what? The head. Now, if you separate the head by the hatat, it's the same exact korban. So therefore, that's why he says no good. That's why it's pasul. Whereas the other rabbi, the B El Azab El Bishamon Sabar Mitzui Hatat of Lo Me'akev, he holds that the mitzui by the hatat is not me'akev. So therefore, you don't have to make mitzui adam. It's me'akev by Ola. So therefore, mehatech basar be'almahu. So therefore, it's not a problem if the guy cuts the head off, and then, so what? Because anyway, you didn't have to make mitzui adam, so therefore the korban is not going to be the same. By Ola, you have to make mitzui adam. But by the hatat, you don't have to make the mitzui adam, so therefore the korban intrinsically will be different. So he says, what does it mean, umahatech basar be'almahu, umemela chituch ha-siman ha-sheni, when you rip the head off and you're taking the other siman off, yachashev kistam chituch shel basar. It's like it's not considered like ma'aseh olah, because bottom line, you didn't do it exactly like ma'aseh olah.
According to the Rabbi Lazar Ben Shimon,
yes.
At the end of the day, it looks exactly the same, but it's just that it's.
You don't have to make mitzui. It doesn't the same one olah? You made mitzui, and here you don't have to make mitzui, even though you did make mitzui.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't have to.
So that's the point. That makes it.
You can't say it's exactly the same on something that's not me'akev. Okay, that's the point. Okay. Well, he says it. Al yedehi manut me mitzui dam hatat ta'of. Now, maybe you're not doing it. By taking the head off and not making mitzui, nimna kolim asiyat ma'aseh ola. Look at the way Rashi says. Rashi's language was v'rabbi el azab rabbi shimon sabal lo me'akev. Read Rashi. Adam, read Rashi. Hilkach. Don't do it. So you can't do it.
So I'll agree if you did it.
Correct. So that means you want to rip the head off, fine. But once you rip the head off, don't make mitzui. Because then it's going to be exactly the same to the olah. Okay, so you can't do it. That's very important, Hashim. Okay. Next one. Another answer. Rava Amar, Shehiya b'siman sheni be'olat ta'of ika benayhu. Oh, what is this here? On Ola Ta'of, you slaughtered both simanim because you had to cut the head off. So the question is, if let's say you slaughtered the first siman and then you waited exactly before you slaughtered the second siman. So it's called Shehiya, delay. B'siman sheni be'ola ta'of ika benatana kama savar. So Tanakama holds שהיה בסימן שני בעולת העוף לא פסלה. It's not possible. Therefore, ואף על גב דשהיה, which means, even at the time in המליקה you delayed, כעביד מעשה עולה בחטאת. Oh, which means, like this. By Ola, let's say you delayed. It's okay. It's considered Masi Ola. The Milika is on the first Siman, and you waited, I don't know how long, and then you continued. That's considered still you're involved in Masi Ola. So again, the cutting of the second Siman is considered Masi Ola, even though there was a delay. Oh, so if you're going to do that to a Hatat, that means you cut the first Siman, which that's all you have to do. By Hatat, you only do one Siman, so the head stays on. Cutting the second Siman, since that's considered ma'aseh ola, so therefore this is going to be considered you're doing a ma'aseh ola in a hatat. And you cannot do ma'aseh ola in hatat, which is if the cutting of the second siman in the ola, which we'll see according to the second shita, ve'nabir azab rishon siman pasla, which means according to him, if you delay between the first siman and the second siman, the ola is pesula. Ve'cheban de'shahya. So therefore, let's say when you do the hatat, okay, and you delay between the first one and the second one, since the delay in the ola would possess the difference, like considered ma'ase ola, therefore if you did it in the hatat, it's like considered ma'ase ola. It's not considered. Therefore it's okay. Me'atech basar ba'amot, like just cutting basar. So the basic point is the second siman in the ola considered an avodah? Well, of course, if you do it in one shot, there's no problem. We'll agree that's avodah. Well, you slaughtered one shot. But let's say you slaughtered one siman, then you did the next siman. Well, so the first rabbi says that's considered service. So if you did the same exact action in a hatat, you slaughtered the first one, which is the deen, and then you went further. So since in a ola, that's considered avodah, you're doing avodah to ola in a hatat, it's a pasul. Now, Sheikh, and the second rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Bishron, says no. She has nothing. Once you slaughtered the first one and you didn't slaughter the second one with it, the second item that you're doing is not considered an avodah. Therefore, if you did that by a hatat, you're not doing ma'aseh ola and hatat. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the Rashi. Read the Rashi over here. Adam, read the Rashi for us. Read the Shihya.
ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה ברוך.
אמן. שהיה בסימן שני בעולת העוף איכא בעיניו.
בעולת העוף.
בעולת העוף הצליחו בין סימן בשעה. שהיה בין סימן לסימן איכא בעיניו. אי פסיל בה בשהיה בין סימן לסימן כבהמה או לא.
I guess by בהמה it's פסול. We know. By בהמה you got to slaughter both סימנים לבת אחת. Which is by a bird you have the same stringency. Okay, continue Rashi.
תראה כמה סבר שהיה בסימן שני בעולת העוף לא פסלה. דלא דמי לשחיטת בהמה. וטעמה דבהמה באיה בית סימנים משום דלא נפקה חיותה בסימן אחד.
Which means, why do you need two סימנים in one shot? Because the life doesn't come out of the בהמה until you do it. Two סימנים. One סימן is not enough. The blood's still flowing around. However,
אל כך שם שחיטה על שניהם.
So שחיטה is considered on both.
אבל עוף בסימן אחד פסקה חיותה.
Sure, עוף is a little bird. One סימן already kills the bird. So the chavra, one item should be considered shechita alone. Right, which means the shechita is kasher with one siman. But there's a special mitzvah by olat ha'of to do the second one just to rip that off. Right, which means the shem shechita is on the first. That's right. And the second that you're cutting is not going to be posel because you don't even need the second one.
Right.
The second one is just to get the head off.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the first rabbi holding, there's no psul in the second item. It's still considered the doing ma'aseh ola. It's not posel it. So therefore, if you did it by the hatat, it's going to be a problem because you're doing ma'aseh ola by hatat.
The hatat shevdil ba af al gav de belo sheya I afshar ben siman etziman kitetani lekaman b'shematin shebetchila chotech shidra ומפרקת בלא רוב בשר, הגיע לסימן חותכו ורוב בשר אמו, והיא חתיכת רוב בשר.
Now she just points out, which we'll wait to see later on, when you slaughter the hatat off, it's impossible to slaughter both of them at the same time. It's always shehiya by hatat off. Just in procedure wise. They slaughter one, they go around the meat, they do whatever they have to do, then they do the second, then they would do the second one. So therefore there's always shehiya by the hatat. Oh, so once you're telling me that, so now the question is the Shehiyah by the Hatat considered a Ma'aseh or not? So after gav the ipes shushiya became by the be'olah shiya b'smasma lo pasla. You have the b'chatat b'maseh olah b'chatat. Beautiful. And Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says what? Next Rashi.
Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says shiya b'sman sheni be'olat ha'of pasla hilkach hatat shehvdil ba kevan she'i efshal lo la belo shiya ben siman etziman en kan maaseh olah.
Right. By Ola you don't have Shehiyah. Because if you made Shehiyah by Ola according to the second rabbi, it's Pasul. Oh, so therefore, if you did it by Hatat, which is the only way you could do it by Hatat, meaning you just did one Siman, you did whatever else you had to do. Then you did the second one and ripped its head off. So therefore, that what you did is not considered Ma'aseh Ola. Because if you did this by an Ola, it would be Posel. Therefore, by Hatat, it's not going to be Posel, therefore it's okay. Okay, Gemara continues. Third answer to explain the machloket between is the head when you rip it off by hatat pasul or not. Ama Abaye Amar, Rov Basar Me'akev Ika Benayhu. Aha. What is Rov Basar? Right, a bunch of meat that you have around the neck of the bird. Is that Me'akev? Let's see what this machloket is about over here. So he says over here, let's read a little. This you need an introduction. L'shitat Abaye, Shnehem Sovrim, Tanakama Rabbi Elazar, Sheshehiya Ben Chituch, Sheneh Simanim Be'olah Tov Poselet. Okay. According to this version, everybody holds the sec. Shehiya by Olah is Pasul. Olah you got to do it in one shot. If you wait between, it's Pasul. Okay, so what's the Machloket? Im Chituch Rov HaBasar Me'akev Bekashut Hatata Of. Do you have to slaughter Rov Basar by Hatat Ha'of? What does that mean? Ledat Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who achen me'akev, ve'ilu tanakama enu me'akev. Lefizit tibayra machlok ben habdalat Hatat Ha'of kedahalan. Achen, av tanakama modeh. Tanakama says, shechituch siman sheni. If you cut the second siman, la'achar chituch Rov Basar, I guess you cut the first siman, you cut Rov Basar, the majority of the Basar. You're cutting around, I guess. You have to go around to cut all the Basar around the neck. Okay, you know why? Because you have to be coming from the back. Remember that you're coming from the you're not coming, it's not a regular shechita from the regular. You're coming from the back of the neck of the animal, so you have to go all the way in, go around and break the siman. So they would understand? You're going in the back, yeah. Going around. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you have to clean out around it Rov Basar. So, again, Tanakama Modeh, Shechituch Siman Sheni, cutting the second Siman, Le'achar Chituch Rov Basar, Eno Posel Korban Hatat Ha'of Bedoraita. Mekivan Shehefsik Et Ma'aseh Ha'ola, Al Yedeh Shehiya Ben Chituch Shnei Simanim. Exactly, which means, since you did something that was different than the Ola, by Ola you have to do it in one shot. Good? If you did it in two shots by Ola, it's no good. Therefore, that's not the problem. If you did the first Siman, and then you went around, whatever you were doing with the Basar, and you waited to the second one, that's not going to posel it, because that's not posel by, because that is posel by Ola. Omnam mekevan sheledato, chituch rov basar eno me'akev. Cutting the majority of the meat around the neck, according to this rabbi, Tanakma, is not me'akev. By hatat. Yitachen shakoena moleket hatat ta'of yedaleg alav legamre. He could have skipped it. Which means, instead of going around the neck, cutting all that meat, he could skip that process and go straight to the second. Ve'im ya'aseken, ve'im ya'aseken, ve'yamshich miyad lechduch ha-siman ha-sheni, shil ha-tat, hu yifsol otam bedoraita, keman she'ose ma'aseh ola. Because there's no hefsek. Because you're doing it back to back. So therefore, really, if you would make a shehiyah, it's no problem. Because it's possible at the top. But he holds Tanakama that what?
You may come to Doraita.
That you might come to Isur Doraita. Right. Which means why? Because he holds Tanakama again. Kituch Rov Basar Eno Me'akev. So since Kituch Rov Basar, cutting Rov Basar that's around the neck is not Me'akev, so technically what do you have to do? If you're going to. So if let's say you did the first Siman. No problem. And he started playing around with the basar over there, which you really don't have to do. But he went trying to make the chituch basar. Then you went and cut the second item. There will be no problem, because you're not doing ma'aseh ola. Because since you made a shehiya, and shehiya by ola is pasul, so therefore the shehiya over here is not considered ma'aseh, no problem. So then, what's the problem? So he makes a gezerah, since rov basar is not me'akev, you might not do it. You don't have to do rov basar. So if you don't do Rub Basar, what are you going to do? You're going to go straight. If you do them both together, then already it's going to be exactly like Ma'ase Ola. So that's why he holds. If you do, if you rip the head off, even though there's a case that would be Kashir, if you did Basar in between, it would be Kashir, but since there's a case that if you didn't do the Basar in between, if you did it straight, it's exactly like Ma'ase Ola, so he's Gozer. Anytime you do the head by the Korban Hatat, it's Pasul. What pa'am? No, Sudde Oraita would be if you did it in one shot. Because that's exactly like Ola. Mashenker over here, it's not Sudde Oraita because I did the first Siman, then I played around with the Basar, so the Shehiya, then I did the second one. Beautiful, that's Hatat, that's not like Ola. But I'm going to posel even that. Because why you might come to do it in one shot, so therefore he's Osir. Okay, so you see a machlok between these two rabbis, Rabbi Zerav and Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. One rabbi said the machlok is in Shehiyah, and the other rabbi said what? Rov basar me'akev ika benayu. Rov basar betachila. From the fact you see there's a machlok on this subject. That everybody holds the Chatzalah, you need Rav Basar. The Chatzalah, everybody agrees you need Rav Basar. The question is Rav Basar Me'akev. We just saw from this last Mahlokah, there's two ways of learning the Mahlokah. Some say the Mahlokah is Shehiyah, which we learned already, and some say the Mahlokah is the Rav Basar. But everybody agrees the Chatzalah, you have to go around the neck and get rid of the Rav Basar. Oh, that's just a side point. The Chatzalah, they want you to clean the neck around. So therefore, normally, how would you do a Hatat? You would slaughter one Siman, clean the neck, and that's it. Let the head dangle. And then finish the process. Make mitsui and the whole story. How would you do Ola? Ola, one shot. Slaughter both them, yeah. In one shot. Rip the neck off. The head comes off. Put the head on the Mizbeach separately and then the goof on the Mizbeach separately. Okay. The head comes off when you do both simanim.
So it's automatic?
Yeah.
You still have to pull it?
That's considered.
Like, you might have to pull it off. That's off already. That's off. When you do simanim, it's off.
Once you get the second one.
And you pull it off again to put on the Mizbeach. Okay, so let's get the last shita. Last shita, because this is the hardest one. Two rules you have to know. Rule number one, you're not allowed to do ma'aseh olah to ma'aseh hatat. It's got to be different. Okay, we accept that. Number two rule, shehiyah by an olah is posel. That means if you slaughtered the first one, then the second one, it's pasul. Okay, good to know that. Therefore, technically, if I would do that by hatat, slaughter the first one, then the second one, kashir, because you're not doing ma'aseh ola. Shiya is not ma'aseh ola. She has posel by ola. Okay, so do it. So Tarakama says, no, you can't do that. I don't want you to take the head off, even though there's a way to do it b'kashrut. You know why? Because I hold, like, there's another issue. I hold that there's meat around the neck of the hatat. Okay? After you slaughter the first thing, you have to clean the meat off the neck. The rov basar. Tarakama says rov basar is not me'akev. If you didn't do it, it's not me'akev.
Right.
Okay? So technically, you can go slaughter the first one and go straight to the second one. In a normal way, if you wanted to slaughter the second one, you'd never run into a problem. Why? Slaughter the first one, clean the rov basar, so you have shehiyah, do the second one. Now, you didn't do ma'aseh olah because you had shehiyah, because the rov basar kept you busy, mm-hmm. and therefore you're okay. But he says, I'm worried that you might not come to do Rav Bazar because it's not Me'akev. So since Rav Bazar is not Me'akev, so therefore it's a Gezerah. If you're going to slaughter two items, even though you had a Shiyam between Rav Bazar and Pasuk, because you don't have to do that, you might come to do it together. If you do it together, that's considered like Ma'aseh Olah. That's the way it holds.
In the case that Rashi was saying, the Shiyah, that was the Rav Bazar?
That was the Rav Bazar. That was the Rav Bazar. That's what Rashi was saying. Now read that inside Adam.
Rov basar me'akev ika benayu. Shleach amah shehiyah be'olah b'siman sheni pasla.
Siman sheni is pasla. That we agree.
V'hecha beha penigi. V'tena kama chituch rov basar b'chatat lo me'akev. He lo machtich le.
No, if you don't cut it, it's not me'akev.
V'amart mavdil avid le shene simanim b'lo shehiyah.
Good. If you tell the guy you can cut the head off, he's going to do it simultaneous because he knows he's going to do the basar. Boom, he'll take the head right off. Well, that's a problem.
So
therefore you never have a problem. Because you can never do it by Birat Ahad.
Right.
You always slaughter the first Siman.
then it's me'akev to get rid of the Rav Basar that's around there. Once you get a Rav Basar, now you do the second one. No, so there was Shehiyah in between. Shehiyah has Basu by Olam. No problem. But what do you see from over here? The Gemara just brings another point that everybody knows the Chetailah, you should get rid of the meat. The question is, b'di'avad, if you didn't do it, Kashem, but the Chetailah, that's the Gemara's point over there. Mechlad de Ba'inah, Rav Basar
b'tachailah. This separates the head from the, is that why the two
yes,
simanim?
Yes,
so
yes,
the
yes,
one
yes,
siman
yes,
is holding the
yes,
head
yes,
onto
yes,
the
yes,
head.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, further. So Gemara says, Mechlal de Be'enam Basar B'Tahayla, which means, you tell me if you didn't do it. Okay, Mashra L'Chetahayla, you should do it. So the Gemara says, yeah, you should do it L'Chetahayla. Rob Basar around the neck, you should get rid of. Gemara says, V'had Tanya, this is not a question, this is a proof. Benihuta. Ketzat Molkim Hatata Ocha, now you're getting procedure. How do you make the Melika? Chotech Shidra. Shidra is the swat, the spine. Again, you're going from the back, you have to remember. So you hit the spine, huta shidra. I guess the nail can puncture it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then the mafrikit. Well, that's why this is so hard. Mafrikit is the actual bone.
Neck
bone. Wow. The neck bone. You have to be strong. Cracking the neck bone. Below rov basav. Without cutting the basav that's around the neck.
It's not growing.
Ad shemagia laveshet o lekane. Until from the back, you're going to reach either one of the pipes. Yagia laveshet o lekane. Once you get to one of the pipes, the trachea or the esophagus. Chotech siman ehad. Orubo. Or the majority of siman ehad. Verov basar emo. And with it, you're breaking or you're cutting rov basar that's around it. Uba ola shnayim. Okay, ola you have to do two. Or Rav Shnayim. So clearly you see, Bahatat Ta'of, you got to get Rav Basar. Wow, so you really, this is very difficult. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shidra, Chuta Shidra. That's the spinal cord. Mafrikit Etzim Asavav. The bone. Okay. And then what? Can it eat his meat around it? So how is he cutting? With his thumb? His nail. One finger's going around.
While he's holding the wings.
Yeah, while he's holding the wings, cutting the basar around
there.
You
need long fingers also. Yeah. Long nails.
That's why when he cut it, it was one of the hardest procedures. It's the hardest procedures.
They could throw a feather.
Yeah, according to that Obama, it's two hands. According to most issues, it's one hand.
No, if he could throw with feathers 30 feet.
They threaded it.
That's
more than 30 feet. They could.
That wasn't difficult.
That was amazing. Okay, so Gamal Ayom says, Amaruah Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Do you
know Benny's message? So Gamim said this in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Explain this, Mahloka Rovev. Amar, Lo Shami Alehu, Hada Amar Bishimon Ben Eliakim, Mishum Rabbi Azar Ben Pedat, Mishum Rabbi Azar Ben Shamua. So they didn't hear what this rabbi said? Why? Omer Ya Rabbi Azar Ben Bishimon Shamahti, Hatata of Shemavdilim. So there's a machloket on this? There's no machloket. The rabbi said, I heard from the great rabbi, that chatata, all they do, separate the head. Umay lo yavdil. But the Torah says lo yavdil. So how can he say yavdil? En sarich lehavdil. All it means is you don't have to separate, but it's mutar. So therefore, what's the problem? If he did it, he did it. So you don't have to tell me it's like olata off. You do it by chatata off also. Don't learn lo yavdil, asu lehavdil, like we learned. Mm-hmm. Lo yavdil, optional. Oh, so now we're starting with a new Hadush. Anytime it says law, so you tell me law means optional. Okay, Gabe Bor. Dichtiv velo yichasenu. A guy dug a bor and he didn't cover it. And somebody fell in there and died. Hachenemed en sarich lechasot? He can tell me lo yichasenu, meaning he didn't cover it. Meaning if it's optional if he wants to cover it or not. Of course not. Velo yichasenu means he's guilty. Meaning, if he didn't cover it, he has to pay. Lo yichasenu by bor is not optional. We don't tell him, you have an option to cover it or not. No, lo yichasenu, you're guilty. So why when it comes to lo yavdil, we say, lo yavdil, you want to, you don't want to. Be consistent. Because Gibran says, Achi Ashta, you're comparing bor to a chicken, to a bird.
הטעם כיוון דכתיב בעל הבור ישלם it says he has to pay אלא והוא דרם אלי חיסויה so it's clear that he has to cover the board and therefore when it says אם לא חיסהו he didn't cover it, that means he's guilty that's why it says בעל הבור ישלם so therefore you can't say when it says ולא יחסנו that he doesn't have to cover it it says בעל הבור ישלם once you tell me he has to pay what is he paying for? he has to pay because he had to cover it However, aval hacha mechti. But look by the bird. It says ketiv. It says by korban olataov vekribo. Vekribo. It doesn't say vekrib. It says vekribo. That sounds like it's individual. You will bring it to olataov. Chileka katuv ben hatataov leolataov. Which means you see the Torah clearly when it says vekribo, you will bring it next to the mizbeach. It and not them. But what is it? Vikrib, it's mashma. Both birds are the same. Olat ta'of and olat ta'chata and chata ta'of. But from the fact that it's vikribo, it's mashma something specific by olat ta'of. And what is that? It's coming to tell me that what? That by olat ta'of also, that what? You have to slaughter both simanim, but chata ta'of, no. Meaning, make a difference. So, lo yavdil lamali. So, what is it? What does it say? Lo yavdil then? Which means like this. I know already that there's a difference between the two. Because it says Vekribo. What is Vekribo? Bring it up to Mizbeah and make Melika. Meaning the Melika of Olatov is special. What's special about it? Oh, must mean, by Olatov you got to do two Simanim, and by Chatat you only have to do one. So I know you have to do one. So what does it have to say? Lo Yavdil. Lo Yavdil means do one. Why does it have to repeat by Chatat Ta'of Lo Yavdil if I know it already from Vekrib? Vekribo. Od pa'am, it's Joe. It says Vikribo. What is Vikribo? Bring it to the Mizbayah and make Melika. But it says Vikribo, as if this is special. What's special about it? Two simanim. Mashaik and Hatata of one. Then it says, another Pasuk, Hatata of Lo Yavdil. Lo Yavdil means don't do two. Well, I know you don't have to do two. You told me Vikribo. So what is Lo Yavdil coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, you know what Lo Yavdil teaches me? Lamali, Shma'mina in Sarikh Lehavdil. The Lo Yavdil is coming to tell you. That you don't have to do it. Which means, if you want to do it, you can do it, but there's no isur. That's from the extra. From the extra words, lo yavdil, it's superfluous. So therefore we have to come and teach me, that yeah, that is the difference between the two birds. This is the whole head off, and this is not. But lo yavdil doesn't mean that necessarily. It means lo yavdil, you don't have to. Look at Ashi. En tzarich lavdil, hilkach im yavdil lo shinui hu. Okay. Let's continue. Look at that... Wow, big Rashi, read it. Mechti ketiv. Adam, read it. Mechti ketiv.
Mechti ketiv. Be'olat ha'of ve'hikrivo. U'mina nafkalan rabi l'azab rabi shim'on havdala be'olat ha'of v'hakol shuhatin.
Ve'lo
darash u'malak v'hiktir k'dal shinan ha'il ma'haktala ha'rosh be'atzmo
v'tipukle
be'havdala havdala me'hatam.
Ve'ach
sebarah le'tle שאם לא כתכולן, אלא דווקא רוב שיניים.
Okay, if he learns that, you have to do רוב שיניים, the majority. ויאליף לה?
ויאליף לה מקראה. ואפילו רבנן, דפליגי עלי התם, עיקר הבדלה בעולה לא נפקה להו, אלא מבהקריבו.
Everybody holds that the main דרשה is from מבהקריבו. To teach me what? That this is special.
ומשמע, חילק את זה מן החטאת.
Right, this is different than the חטאת. חטאת, only one, here you got to do two.
הכורכך ולא יבדיל האמור בחטאת למה לי כלומר מהי כאמר לנש שמאמינה
what is it teaching me? לא יבדיל I know לא יבדיל אלא must be telling you חדוש because the time of the obvious I know already לא יבדיל I know already from the other person אלא אין צריך להבדיל so what? אין צריך להבדיל כאמר הלכך
דווקא לנש העולם בקריבו זה צריך להבדיל זה החילק ביניהם, בי הצהרה היא בחטא שלא יבדיל, איך היא נפקלן בעולם ובקריבו, זה צריך להבדיל. אין מוזר שלא להבדיל, הוא זה נפקלן מחילוקו, ולא שטעון הבדלה.
Right, which means, how do I, look at this last part of Rashi. He said like this, כלומר, מהי כאמלן, שמע מן האין צריך להבדיל כמה, הלקח נפקלן, העולה, how do we know עולה, that has two from בקריבו, זה צריך להבדיל, that's teach me has to. זה החילק ביניהם. Because obviously it was making a difference between Chatat and Ola. The Azarai Bechatat Shelo Yavdil. If you tell me that by Chatat Lo Yavdil is literal, that it's Asur, Hechi Nafkalan Be'ola Bevechribo De Sarich Levdil. Which means, how could you learn by Ola that you have to make Havdalah? Eno Muzar Shelo Levdil
Who the nafkala me'aduko ve'lo shiton avdala, which means vikribo, you show me there was a difference. Why did you need vikribo to show me if there's a difference? You could have learned the difference from lo yavdil. The pasuk says lo yavdil by hatat. To teach me what? Don't separate them. So lo yavdil is by hatat. That means by ona. Yeah, yavdil. I had a pasuk to show me a chiluk. So if I'm learning the chiluk already from vikribo, to tell me that what vikribo, this is different than that, so then obviously my lo yavdil is extra. If my lo yavdil is extra, so it must be coming to teach me that it's optional. Because otherwise I didn't need both hidushim. It just could have said lo yavdil. What it would teach me? Hatat, you don't mavdil. By Ola, you do mavdil. But it didn't say that to Torah. Torah gave me another hidush, vikribo, to tell me this yes, this no. So lo yavdil is extra. Also, lo yavdil must be coming to tell me that it's optional. Last piece before we end the perek.
Marachid.
No, you don't have to be the Marachid. That's it. You reject that. Okay. Beautiful. Last point to the Mishnah. What did it say? Mitzah damaguf. Okay, you have to make mitzui. So remember we learned in the Mishnah, if you do the mitzui from the head, no good.
Right.
Meaning you have to do it from the head and the body. Well, if you just from the head,
no good.
And not from the body, no good. But if you did from the body, no, not that, it's good.
Good.
So Gemara is going to prove that. Tarabana. It says by Ola. It says what? Ola hu yishereach nechoach lashim. Ola. Afa pishe mitzah damaguf and lo mitzah damarosh. That's okay. Yachol mitzad amarosh ve'lo mitzad amaguf. Talmud amar who? My Talmuda. What's the mood over here? Which is you tell me the Ola teaches me the goof. After the fact that it says who teaches me that the rosh alone is no good. Right. What's the derash over here? Which means one is coming to include and one's coming to exclude. When it says Ola comes and tells me what goof, and who comes and tells me? Excluding the Rosh. Rosh is not good. What's the Derash over here? Maybe I'll tell you the opposite. Maybe Allah is coming to tell me Rosh is good. And maybe who is coming to tell me Goof is not good. Why one good, one not good? From words. Amar avina mistavra derov damim beguf shchichi. Okay, because the majority of the blood is where? In the body. And therefore, so when it says the word Allah, it means Allah. What is the main part of Allah? The body.
Choice is in the body.
So he writes here, Rov damim shela olah shenimsa dam gufa hameruba af shelo nimsa dam rosha hi keshena. Good. Vidu olah shenimsa rak dam rosha hamuad velo dam gufa hi pesula. Okay, which means the majority is the majority. It's
logic.
Tamud amar who? What do we learn from who? Shirak who? Meaning the goof itself and not the dam rosh. Kasher. ולא עולה שמצד דם הראש ולא דם הגוף. I guess what? Because רוב דמים זה לגוף. It's logical.
Right.
Which part of the blood body are you going to do? You're going to do the part where the most of the body is. Where the most of the blood is. And what's that? That's the עולה. Okay. הדרן הלך, קודשי קודשים.